This Saturday, June 6th, hundreds of citizens in 80 countries will have a chance to voice their concerns and learn about climate change. The comments and opinions will be considered when the next climate change conference is held in Paris in December. The citizen consultation and deliberation process is called Worldwide Views. It's an effort to raise awareness about climate change and other issues. Organizers say it's better suited for discussions on environmental matters than traditional surveys or focus groups, and that it will help close the widening gap between citizens and policymakers. Worldwide Views is described as a global citizen consultation that provides decision makers with a unique insight on complex governance issues that are debated and negotiated at global venues, such as the UN. It's been in use for climate conferences since 2009. University of Helsinki adjunct professor Mikko Krask has studied the consultation process. He says while supported by the UN, the consultations are actually organized by the Worldwide Views Initiative.
It's a network of research institutes, environmental and other NGOs, assessment institutes, and maybe some ministries as well. But the coordinator, real coordinator, is Danish Board of Technology that used to be a parliamentarian body that provided advice to Danish Parliament.
The day-long event in 80 countries features groups of 100 randomly selected people discussing major issues facing the climate. Krask says the process is superior to surveys and focus groups because of the high level of ignorance among the public about environmental issues. For example, a poll shows only 44% of Europeans know the meaning of biodiversity. A simple definition is the variety of different types of life found in specific geographic locations. He says, if citizens lack sufficient information, how can you survey their opinions?
Questions and issues of global negotiations are really complicated and not available for publics to start reflecting without any kind of background information. So you cannot survey what folks you think about problems of biodiversity.
So the group meetings will also be used to raise awareness. Professor Krask is co-editor of a new book entitled Governing Biodiversity Through Democratic Deliberation. The book contains evaluations by 30 international researchers on the role of the citizen consultation process in environmental policy.
Questions and issues of global negotiations are really complicated and not available for publics to start reflecting without any kind of background information. So you cannot survey what folks you think about problems of biodiversity.
The book does find some problems with the Worldwide Views consultations. Researchers say the method often relies too heavily on numerical information while ignoring local perspectives. Krask says that since the UN is interested in more democratic decision-making, the local perspectives of different countries should be integrated more closely into global policymaking. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.